Hi, I'm Gail Boswell, and you're listening to The Raven and the Blues.
Oh, super stuff. Title track of his last album, which came out in the summer of last year, called Feeling Freaky. That's John Nemeth, and he's on tour at present in the States. I know that because Melanie was in the front row about 10 days ago shouting, John, John, that's not blues. Anyway, it opens up the Raven and the Blues this week. Welcome to the programme. I'm back in the UK, where it's cold and wet and miserable, but that's what the UK is like in the winter. A mix of tracks this week, mostly new, some remixed, and you'll be amazed by the remix, and a couple of others which, when I was putting the show together, I thought, oh, haven't played that for ages, let's do it now. So that's in the show as well. So a fair mix-up. Hopefully you'll find, of the 11 or 12 tracks, at least 7 or 8 or 9 that you enjoy. Kyla Brox, you will know, because she's representing the UK in the International Blues Challenge in Memphis in January. And then in the spring, April, going to the Azores in the middle of the Atlantic to represent the UK in the European Blues Challenge. Now, getting to the States is difficult enough as it is, with the queues for immigration and everything else, and it's quite expensive too, because you can't fly here in UK, you can't fly direct to Memphis. Actually, I think you can. I think there's one flight a week. But basically, for a band, that doesn't come cheap. And we've had a crowdfunding arrangement, and so I think the way things are at present, it's looking pretty good. they won't have any spare cash, you know, if you know what I mean. And it's still going to cost them quite a bit of money. I hope Kyla's dad, Victor Brooks, who's one of the original bluesmen here in the UK, he must be my age. No, he's even older. He must be sort of late 70s now, I think. It'd be wonderful if he was going to go as well to see his daughter on stage representing the UK. But I don't know. We'll find out as time goes on. She's released a single coming off the forthcoming album, and it's also, again, helped to raise money to get her to Memphis. Here she is, Kyla Brooks, Britain's representative for Europe and America, or for the world next week, next year. Come on, Raven. Get your act together. I know you've just been back from France. Kyla Brooks. It's called, the album's called Pain and Glory when it comes out. Here's Bluesman's Child.
Let me tell you, I've lived a life. Lord, I've lived the life of a bluesman.
Kyla singing about her dad, Victor, and it's a lovely single that's just been released called Bluesman's Child, which will come off the album Pain and Glory, and that's Kyla Brooks. You'll be hearing more from her and about her as we get closer and closer to Memphis. But to see photographs or video of Kyla and Victor on Beale Street will be absolutely fabulous. We get lots of stuff. I say we. DJs get lots of stuff because it's so easy these days. In the old days, you had to have a recording contract and A&R men, and it did mean the standard was somewhat higher. sometimes. But it does mean now, if you've got a 500 quid laptop and you've got all your gear, of course, which you use on stage anyway, you could quickly and easily make an album. It may be rubbish, but it's an album nevertheless. And then you can send it out to DJs like me, and we have to then listen. Well, no, we don't have to listen to it, but we listen to it, and we soon decide whether it's any good or not. Now, back in the old days, say, 70s and 80s, you couldn't just do that. The technology wasn't there, and so consequently you had to go into a studio and make the album. And some of the early studio recordings in the 40s and 50s were pretty basic, but some were absolutely fabulous. There's one of Pinetop Perkins in New York, which is just so, so good. But occasionally, somebody would do a recording, and it would be released. And this one I got sent this week and said, this is a remastered version of George Harmonica Smith's album from 1982 called Boogieing with George. I have no memory of the original at all back in 1982. I mean, but my memory is shot anyway. And so, but I went with some joy. I approached it and thought, well, George Harmonica Smith I like, so if it's remastered, this should be good. I think by remastered, it means they put the mic into a room closer to the one that he was in.
He won't do me no good. Lord have mercy. Send me no doctor. He won't do me no good. I've been a bad boy and I didn't do the old things I should.
Well, no more. I've had my fun. The plan is I've had my fun and will continue to do so and get well. That's George Harmonica Smith, and from the album from 1982 called Boogieing with George and Going Down Slow. It sounds like one of those, I may be being unfair, but one that's recorded with one microphone and the drums in the toilet and the piano somewhere else. But it's a good muddy sound. Actually, that reminds me, I'm going to change the order. Dave Ferrer will come, I promise you, from his new album, the title track. I'm just going to slide that up to there and say, now in complete contrast, here's something which I played before, but I love to bits. And it's just so simple, so pure, so gorgeous. Magic Dick and Shnug, and taken from the EP, which came out, 4 years ago now? Their version of James Brown's original Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. Turn your radio to 12.
Turning heads, weapon grade legs, seen her on the big screen, y'all. got nothing on that. I said, ooh, ooh, child, and what you gonna do? I said, ooh, ooh, child, and what you got? I said, ooh, ooh, child, and what you gonna do with them bleach blonde bottle blues? How you gonna ride? Feel the fire like a first kiss. Take pity on me. I've been everywhere, seen everything. Now I wanna come clean, y'all. I say what I mean. I mean, ooh, ooh.
Just say what you mean.
I mean, ooh, ooh.
Just say what you mean.
I mean, ooh, ooh, child. And what you gonna do with them bleach blonde bottle blues? How you gonna
Wonderful stuff. The album has just been released. It's called Venom and Faith, and it's from Larkin Poe, who I was championing in the early part of the year, and even more so now with this album, which is just so good. And there they are with Bleach Blonde Bottle Blues. Hard to say, but great to listen to. And if you enjoyed that, you will love the album. And I know it's also one of the choices of many of the DJs here in the UK. And all is not lost. They're coming to the UK next year. Can't say when. I know they're doing a whole series of various festivals and also some gigs in some fairly sizable venues. So there is a chance to see them in 2019. And before that, you heard from 2014, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, Magic Dick and Chinook together, and taken from the EP, Papa's Got a Brand New Bag. I was about to play earlier Dave Ferrer, his new album, Don't Ever Say Goodbye. Got sidetracked, so here is the title track, Don't Ever Say Goodbye.
Try. Don't you think of leaving? Don't ever say goodbye. I'm gonna keep you waiting. I'm gonna be away too long. You can treat me right, baby. Don't ever prove me wrong. I still recall the things that you told me. I still recall the smile on your face. Still taste the kisses that you gave me. And I still recall the words that you said. I ain't gonna be leaving you, honey. I ain't even gonna try. Don't you think of leaving? Don't ever say goodbye. Mm-hmm.
erase the kisses that you gave me. And I still recall the words that you said. I ain't gonna be leaving you, honey. I ain't even gonna try. So don't you think of leaving. Don't ever say goodbye.
Title track of the album, Dave Ferrer and Don't Ever Say Goodbye, just been released. This next one is rather more confusing because I'm not quite sure when it was released, because Todd gave me an advance copy of it about a year and a half ago and said it's not due for a while yet, Dave, so please only play one track from it. And so I did. And then it's been total silence. But then all of a sudden in this last couple of weeks, I've seen lots of activity from Todd and tracks from the album. So I can only assume there has been a release date and I missed it. So, nevertheless, catching up, Brothers from Another Mother.
Brothers from another mother, when we bleed, we're the same.
Lovely stuff. Came out, well, it didn't come out. I first got a copy of it, MP3 version of it, about 18 months ago, I guess. I think it's out now. It's called Medication Time. It's Todd Sharpville and featuring Larry McRae on that track and Brothers from Another Mother. Okay, new album or newish album. We've already played four or five tracks from it. It's a two CD set and it's worth every penny of your hard-earned dollars, pennies, cents, whatever, euros, whatever they are. Eric Bibb, Global Griot is the album, and here he is with We Don't Care.
We love to fly first class, someone else pays the ticket. We love our juicy food, long as we don't have to pick it. We love our fast food, don't care about heart attacks. We love to gossip, don't care about the facts. We want the gold, long as we don't have to mine it. Don't care who suffers or who's behind it. We want the cool running shoes, don't care who made them. Don't care if they go to school or what the company paid them. We don't care, we don't care, we don't care. We don't care, we don't care, we don't care. We want the cheap gasoline, jump in the car and go. Don't care what the world agreed upon in Kyoto. We ought to all save water, but we don't even try. Taking 30-minute showers while the well runs dry. We don't care, we don't care, we don't care. We don't care, we don't care, we don't care. Nyama, nyama, nyama. Nyama, nyama, nyama. Fembe ye dula, nyama de koro. Nyama de dula. The gap is growing wider between the rich and the poor. We got everything we need, but we still want more. We don't care, we don't care, we don't care. We don't care, we don't care, we don't care. We don't care, we don't care, we don't care. We don't care, we don't care, we don't care. Hey, yeah, nyama, nyama. We don't care, we don't care, nyama, we don't care. We don't care, we don't care, we don't care, we don't care.
So good. The album double CD set Global Griot is Eric Bibb angry. Most of the tracks are, yes, written in anger, I guess. Mostly to America. Not the Americans as individuals, but to America as a country. And quite a few of them for the world in general, too. But every track has the lyrics, which are just so good. If you enjoyed that, you will love the album. Please go and buy it. And don't buy it and listen to it on Spotify. That's not buying it, I know. But actually buy it and download it and listen to the tracks as they come. Okay, that's from the summer of this year, the late summer of this year. This is going back some 4 years when the fabulous Lisa Mills came to do a live session on the boat from Mobile, Alabama. And Lisa came with her friend, Joe Harmon. And Joe sat and towards the end of the session, we'd done the interview, we'd done the live tracks for the Lisa Mills part of it. And then somebody, either Joe or Lisa, said, shall we do something together? and they said, well, that's a good idea. What should we do? And there were lots of discussion backwards and forwards. And then in the end, they said, here's one. I think we both know this one. We'll busk it, shall we? And they did both know it, and they did busk it. And it got played on the day. Never been played since. Let's remedy that straight away. I've got there's a really good version on my YouTube page as well with Matt Anderson out of Canada, which gets so many rave reviews every week on YouTube, and it's been downloaded about or watched about, I think, 200,000 times now. But here's Lisa Mills and Joe Harmon together with their version of Curtis Mayfield's People Get Ready.
There's a train coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel's humming. You don't need no ticket. You just get on board. Yeah, 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 yeah.
People get ready for the train of Jordan, picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key, open the doors and board them. There's room for all among the loved and lost. I believe,
yes I do.
I believe, I do believe.
Oh no.
Hopeless sinner whose heart on mankind just to save his own.
Have pity on those whose chances are thinner, 'cause there's no hiding place from the kingdom stone.
The train a coming,
picking up passengers
from coast to coast.
Have faith in the Lord to hear the diesels humming.
You don't need no ticket, just get on board.
For the love, for the Lord and love.
Hairs on the back of the neck. On the left, Lisa Mills. On the right, Joe Harmon. The location, right where I'm talking to you now. Top deck of a houseboat on the River Thames 4 years ago. And their version of People Get Ready. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I loved it. I hope you did too. Okay, Matt Woozy has brought a new album out, and he and a couple of chums have sort of sat together in a room called the Gallagher's Nest. That's as much as I know, really. That's what the album is called, Live at the Gallagher's Nest. And here they are with Hook, Line and Sinker.
Sunset, but so far from the dawn. Small hours pass, I know it won't be long. Until I'm right, till I'm feeling okay, till the music running through my veins. Until I'm in a place I long to be, and everybody's looking the same.
Live at the Gallagher's Nest with a live audience. Woo, Matt Woozy. And the album is Live at the Gallagher's Nest. And there's Hook, Line and Sinker. Matt, who's been around in the business for quite a while, sent that as an MP3. And when I opened it up in the playout system, it came up with Hook, Line and Sinker, no name of the album, no name of the artist, and it's only because it was quite a nice track. I thought, I must find out who that is. So we did. Okay, next now to Austin, Texas, a guy who's been making his debut album for 20 years. I think that's the way it's been described. I know he's been in the business about 20 years, and this is his debut album. So therefore, one can only assume from the very beginning he wanted to make an album, and he has. It's called Blues Grifter, and his name is Nakia. Nice bit of Hammond in the back of the mix there on the left-hand side. Blues Grifter is the album. His name is Nakia, making his debut on the show. I know I shouldn't giggle. Reminds me of a German sausage. And that's called Gimme Some of Yours. Okay, next track. I started to look and do some research on it because I thought this title, although it's been sung by many people over the years, I think Big Maybell was the original way back in the 50s. But it must come from somewhere else. I'm sure that the Big Maybell or whoever wrote the track didn't actually write this particular phrase, but it's become Well, I suppose it's everywhere. We all know what it means, and it gets used by everybody. But its origin seems to be musically and not pre-music, if you see what I mean. Anyway, so here's off her album, Trudy Lynn Blues Keep Knocking, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show.
Jumped up this morning and he sat on the side of the bed. He said, I'm leaving you, baby. And this is what I said. I said, I can't make you stay if you really want to go. But it's high time, Daddy, and you should know. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. So if you still wanna go, go ahead. And I mean every word I say. My baby thought I was jiving, and he went right on out the door. Left me about 3 in the morning. Ha! I had a man at 4. Some women cry when their men bleed them dry and slow. But I found out something a long time ago. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show. So if he gets too big for his pants, spring a new one and give him a chance. To be chicken hearted, cry when he walked out the door, 'cause I was young and stupid, huh? I ain't like that no more, 'cause I had a hard way to go and I learned the score, and I'm here to tell you, and I should know. One monkey don't stop no show. One monkey don't stop no show.
One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. Trudy Lynn from her Blues Keep Knocking album just being released. And I'm sure, I mean, it could be that Big Maybell wrote that particular line. It feels like it should come from a movie somewhere about the 1930s. But nevertheless, if anybody knows the origin, not the musical origin, but the real origin of One Monkey Don't Stop No Show, if there is one, please let me know. dave@ravenblues.co.uk. Out of New Orleans, the band are called Bo, Grease, Grease and the Apocalypse. Their album is Love and Murder, just been released, and there is a track from it called Have Mercy. And that is the end of The Raven and the Blues for this week. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the programme. A mix of mostly new and a couple of old. If you'd like to drop me an email, dave@ravenblues.co.uk. And the website, ravenblues.co.uk. Everything you need to know in the download for the audio is even simpler at raven.libsyn.com. How do we finish? Oh, one of the hardest working guys in the UK in terms of output. I mean, there are bands who are working all the time on stage somewhere. This guy does some, quite a bit of stage work, but nowhere near the amount of writing he does. I'm talking about Half Death Clutch. His album, Dr. Bloodvert's Nefarious Medicine Show, we'll close the show this week, and here's a track called The Old Switcheroonie. Thanks for listening. Have a good 7 days. I'll talk to you in some 7 days. From Dave Raven, bye-bye.
Won't be laughing no more.